Well, good morning, everybody.
Morning, Paul.
No, I'm talking to them first.
I know.
We'll come to you in a moment. Morning, everybody. Right, Dr. Carl, I've got him on the hot seat this morning. We're just going to have a little chat. We're going to have a just grab through a couple of questions. And but before we do that, I mean, I think most people probably know you, but just introduce yourself very briefly and tell us about that wonderful family you have somewhere out there.
Before I answer that question, hey Paul, when you were walking down the aisle, you had a little bit of a stiff limp. Tell us more about what happened yesterday morning that you might be walking a bit funny.
I was chasing Kyle around the park run at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning, but he's half my age and he tried to keep up with me, and I came second. So it works out.
Except that there was a guy who came third in the race who was in his 70s. So age is not a factor.
It's not a factor. Just tell us about you. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Tell us about your wife. My beautiful wife, Alana, is at the back there. I found her and three cool kids, Caleb, Ella, and Hannah.
All right. You wear a number of hats, but you do a number of different roles in the church at the moment. Just tell us a little bit about that.
I sing with this beautiful team up here, the Red Gathering team. We're missing Anderson. He unfortunately had to go up to his sick mom last night. But I'm on the Gathering team. I serve alongside you and Simon and where's Uncle Rob? Ah, there he is. As an elder and as a board chairman.
You're the board chairman at the last time. The board's been really working pretty hard, intensively over the last while. What have they been up to? What have they been chewing on and thinking through?
You told me I couldn't ad lib, so I actually wrote some things down because apparently I talk too much. here we go. Oh, wrong note. So what was the question?
What has the board been doing? You can ad lib. It's fine.
Oh, can I? Let's go. Okay. Here we go. All right. So. Well, we meet once a month, generally on a Monday night, and for the most part, we do some nuts and bolts stuff around finance and budget and training and Safe Church and compliance and things that we are responsible for as an entity or an organization that has to have a board. But the kind of heartbeat of what we've been doing over the this year and what has, I guess, really got us fired up. Sometimes in an amazing way, sometimes in a really challenging way. And it's allowed us to get to know each other. I saw that, Stuart. It's great. It's been fantastic. It's been real growth time for us. But we have focused on looking to practically implement the vision and mission of this church that we as a congregation have decided on. And so we've done a lot of work in that space over the last few months.
Now, very soon, the next little while, the board's going to be releasing a document to the congregation of a number of steps that we would like to take. And why don't you just tell us about the first sort of proposal, if you like, and the first big step, which will be coming to the congregation shortly.
Well, as you know, we're a word-based church. We're very thoughtful and we take time with things. And so the document that's going to come out to all of you will be a reflection of that, a reflection of the time and effort that we have gone into to look at our next step, which is to have a second congregation, which meets here in the afternoon, late afternoon or early evening on a Sunday. And so we're going to bring that to you. There's going to be quite a lot of sort of background thought around that, which will be really, for those who really want to engage with why a congregation and why on a Sunday afternoon or evening or et cetera, there will be answers to a lot of those questions that we as a board have worked through to give a good word-based, thoughtful approach as to why we do what we do.
Can you just give us a little insight? Why do we need to take another step into that space of a second congregation?
Anybody else want to shout out an answer? We're getting full. It's like Busselton is, I work in the hospital and I'm part of strategic planning, and Busselton has got another 50% growth in the next 7 years. I don't know if any of you knew that, but it's already rapidly, so the whole coastal region, Busselton, Margaret River, it's all expanded very quickly. We've got a lot of people coming to the region, and we are seeing that reflected in church. God is bringing new people to our church over the last 18 months. There have been, 11, 12 new families that have that are calling BBC home. This is so exciting. So we're growing and space is getting tight, and what a wonderful opportunity to create a new space.
So what excites you the most about this next step, potentially?
In how many words?
Just speak from the heart or
I wrote down two things. What did I do? Okay. A new space. So this is going to be left field for most people. In myself and Alana's marriage, I very early on, she's looking at me like, what is he about to say?
What's coming?
God really convicted me that my role as husband, one of my roles as husband, was to create a very safe place for my crazy, beautiful wife to be crazy and beautiful and blossom. And so spaces, the spaces that we create, are really important because some spaces are safe and some spaces are unsafe. And a lot of unsafe spaces lead us to retreat or hide or retract. And so I think that for me, what I'm most excited about is a new space as part of BBC, as a new congregation, as a new expression of worship and praise to God. I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited about what God is doing in our church and the amazing people that he is bringing from all different walks of life. And lastly, probably more than anything, despite all the planning, clinging to that verse that in their hearts humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. So really, whatever it looks like, God is going to establish it. God is going to establish whatever our worship and praise of him looks like. So I'm excited to see what that looks like.
Yep. All right, I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to pray in just a moment. I do want to just say, though, thank you to you for the way that you serve us here at BBC in a number of different capacities. You are a blessing to give with your family here. And so just thank you for the way that you serve us. Let's pray together. Father, as we prepare as a leadership to bring this proposal of a second congregation to this congregation, I pray that you would establish our steps. I pray you would lead us and guide us. I pray that you would work in and through all of us as we deliberate, as we think, as we pray, as we ask questions, as we discover, as we look. We ask for your will to be done, not our own. We submit it to you. We bring it to you. We surrender it to you and ask that you work in and through us in the days and in the weeks and the months that lie ahead. We thank you for this point to which we have come. And we know that we're in your hands. We can trust you. We can step forward. And we can trust you with all our hearts. And lean not on our own understanding. And we thank you that we know that your Spirit is working in the lives of your people, in the body of your church. In Jesus' name. Amen.